Welcome to Ear Training for Soundscapes and Oral Architecture. I am Barry Blesser, and I will be guiding you through a series of demonstrations and lessons that will make you more aware of your oral environment, like learning to appreciate wines and paintings. Attending to the details of sound will add to your comfort and well-being. Ear training teaches the art of identifying individual components of the soundscape, and it provides a language that will help you retain what you have learned. Oral architecture is all around us. If you saw the movie about Ray Charles, who lost the use of his sight as a child, you might have noticed that he navigated through environments by listening. He could hear objects even though they did not produce sound. While few of us have the need to navigate without vision, we all experience spatial acoustics in our daily lives. Perhaps you noticed that some restaurants make intimate conversations with your dinner partner impossible. Or perhaps you have no idea which seats to choose when attending a concert. The most expensive seats are usually not the best. Or perhaps you noticed that singing in the kitchen does not sound the same as singing in a high school auditorium. Even in the dark, you can avoid walking into a closed door because you can hear it. Or perhaps you've noticed that people listening to music with their earbuds appear to be someplace else. Or perhaps you are struggling with how to set up your new home theater sound system in your living room. Or perhaps you suddenly became aware of a dangerous situation by the sounds of an automobile in a hidden alley. Let's listen to a few examples of how a space changes your listening experience. By this point, you have acquired a sense of my voice without the influence of spatial acoustics.
I am now talking to you inside of a large water tank.
I am now talking to you in a cathedral.
I am now talking to you inside of a delivery van. In each case, the difference in my voice arose from the influence of the space. When you decorate your home, every choice influences the degree to which your room will radiate an oral sense of warmth. When the environment enhances vocal subtlety, you can sense a talker's emotional and psychological state, which is often more important than the content. As a tourist, you can experience both the soundscape and the landscape, both of which are part of the sensoryscape. All of our senses contribute to where you are. Some movies and video games create a more compelling illusion of being in a virtual world because they match the oral space to the visual space, while others just blow sound at you from a recording studio. All of these examples include a large element of oral architecture, which is all around us. We actually never hear a pure sound because it is always changed by the acoustics of the space. The acoustics of a space change sound, and correspondingly sound changes our experience of a space. In our visually oriented culture, most people are aware of the visual aspects of an environment without focusing on the oral aspects. Yet sound is far more important for our sense of well-being than vision. Sound allows us to connect with people and events. Hearing is a 24/7 sensory system that is always on. We have no earlids, yet few of us pay much attention to oral space. Every listening situation includes two factors: the sound that is created and the acoustics of the space that changes those sounds. If you could listen to pure sound sources, you would notice that they have a strange, flat, and lifeless quality. Soundscapes, which parallel the visual analog of landscapes, include both sound sources and spatial acoustics. This series of lessons in ear training is like an owner's manual for using your ears. Yet unlike many skills, ear training can be learned but cannot be taught. This series of tutorials allows you to hear a wide variety of spaces with an equally wide variety of oral attributes. After listening to these lessons, you will become more aware of oral perception. The world will be bigger and richer. You will have a vocabulary to describe and remember places that you inhabit. With this added awareness, you can adapt your behavior and space to make life more comfortable. Ear training involves a great variety of skills. It is not a single ability. First, you need to attend to those sonic attributes that you might otherwise have been ignoring. Second, you need to be aware of how those attributes relate to the environment and how to recognize how they change your emotional state. And finally, you need to learn how to remember oral experiences. Auditory memory is a critical component of appreciating soundscapes. Very few people have the opportunity to acquire the sensitivity because it is almost impossible to compare two spaces. You cannot jump from one concert hall to another or even from one seat to another. Modern technology now makes it possible to compare the aural differences between various spaces and soundscapes. This ear training program is built upon pairs of examples, which makes it easier to hear and interpret differences. You might call this space tasting, like alternatively tasting two different apple pies. As you listen, close your ears and try to create an image of the space entirely by listening. While the examples work with loudspeakers, headphones are preferable because they avoid the acoustics of the environment where you are located, and they suppress background noise. Even though I've been professionally active with spatial acoustics for some 40 years, I was surprised to find that creating these lessons raised my appreciation for soundscapes. I expect that novices and experts alike will find these examples informative and educational. On a final note, I would like to thank dozens of my colleagues who contributed to creating this training program.